And so the idea, let me see if I have this right, Troy. The idea that you just put out, imagine yourself driving in your car and you're participating in a conversation or you're listening to a conversation.
You're listening.
So you're passive.
You are passive in a sense. But you have written.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk back.
On your own blog. Why can't you join the blog that you're listening to?
At the moment you're driving in the car, and there's a little lag time. I mean, all right, you can't imagine being like the ultimate place that we're going to get to is we're live
real
online.
Time. That's what I mean.
Anywhere.
That's
any
right.
Language.
That's right.
Just right.
In other
through.
Words, basically what we've done is we've turned the entire world into a central nervous system with all of our sense organs.
Exactly.
At any time, in any place.
Well, people are almost live on their computers now on
pretty
the blogs, right?
Yes.
Except a blog is a blog interactive?
Not,
I mean, most blogs,
not in real time,
in real
but
time.
It's interactive in
but,
response.
But definitely interactive in the sense
I thought a lot
you
of,
send out an email and you wait and there something came back.
Right, but it's not. Do they function as chat groups?
Yes.
They function as.
What's the difference between a blog and a chat group?
There's a person whose personality is captured by the blog, who is usually putting forth a series of ideas or thoughts.
I thought they were more like newspapers where you read them and.
Yeah, but no. But other people can send their stuff in.
But is that a major part of them, Charlie?
Well, I have to say, Teddy, that it's something new that's happened,
okay.
And exactly what it is one of the most interesting questions. What is this phenomenon? What exactly happened? There's amazing fucking shit happening.
Well, thank you.
There's a whole field of marketing using this thing.
Well,
they call it viral marketing. So you take people and you actually put them online and you get them to join in and you get them to try to steer the conversation in a specific direction so that you can influence people's buying behavior or political behavior or whatever. And where that's going to go, I don't know.
That's so interesting. They had this conference we had this weekend, which was...
What was the conference on? Blogs?
It was an invitation conference that brought together people from established journalism, managing editor of the New York Times, a guy from AT Wire Service, MSNBC, with 20 people from the blog world. And it was a fascinating conference because this is another one of the disruptive technologies. You see it. And the journalism business, big media journalism, can see.
They're scared.
They're scared. And yet they're also adventurous. I give them credit. I mean, this was what was so interesting at this conference. Everybody had preconceptions from the people on the other side. The journalists really, I think, surprised the bloggers at their openness to it and their commonality, commitment to some of the ideals that seem to be commonly shared.
That doesn't surprise me. However, had it been a group of publishers,